Hey, Gladiators, with just 3 episodes left till our finale, it looks like Scandal isn't holding anything back. Stick with us after this. We're going to be breaking down Season 7, Episode 15, The Noise.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Adele throwback. Take it away.
Rumor has it.
We tried. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of our Scandal After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. So good to be back this week. Yes. We're at the home stretch. Yes.
I know. It's so sad.
I know. It really is. You guys know me. I'm your host, Christine Alexis. And tonight I'm joined by Tessa Saval, Paris Rose, and Miss Jessica Williams.
What's up?
Whole crew's yes. here. Whole crew's
yes.
here.
Yes. Shout out to our live chat people first. We see you. Chat, let us know what's happening, what's going on, because we want to know your opinion from this crazy episode.
Yes, and shout out to everyone on the East Coast right now for joining us live, because it just aired for you guys, so it's a good time to catch us.
Yes.
So, okay, thoughts on where Scandal is going for these final few episodes?
My gosh, I thought I knew until this episode. I have no idea where they're going to go. But I still think Sai's gonna die now. Yeah. Why did I call him Sai? I never called him Sai. Cyrus is going to die. Maybe.
Maybe.
I agree. I feel like I got such a malicious vibe at the end, which I didn't see Scandal taking. I just feel like they're gonna try to tie it up nicely, but it felt so violent at the end that I'm wondering how they're gonna come full circle or if they're even gonna do that.
Yeah, it's it's interesting. I have some thoughts. I'm going to save some of them for predictions.
Right.
But this direction, I'm not surprised.
Why aren't you surprised?
There's a couple of things I predicted already.
Okay.
Let me sip my tea. No. Well, for one, I mean, just from the beginning, everyone's coming back to Olivia.
Right.
Like, literally, it was like that arching, like, okay, she's going to fall to be picked back up, and now everyone's going to need her. And that's the key. Not so much, oh, they're going to forgive her. I specifically said everyone's going to need Olivia and come back begging her. Because even when Olivia saw what was happening with Melly, she didn't go to reach out to Melly. She waited to be called.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same with Quinn. Quinn went to her.
Mm-hmm.
So
I was actually thinking that. I was like, Jessica, hit it on the nail again.
You did. One thing that's interesting about that dynamic with Liv is even though you were right, everyone is coming back to her, it was interesting to see how she had to have that kind of moment with everybody of them, you know, realizing, oh, but can I really trust her? Like having that moment of doubt just because of how bad she was before.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And at first it started to annoy me. I'm like, come on, guys, because us as the viewer, we know she's right. We know what's going to happen.
Right.
And seeing everybody kind of being hesitant towards her. But then it kind of finally sunk in with me like, okay, yeah, she did actually like really violate everybody who she's working with right now. So you know, eventually, reluctantly, like you said, they may not forgive her, but they do need her.
Very
I'm kind of, when she was talking with Quinn and they exchanged the white hat, which was, in my opinion, a little cheesy, I almost had a moment of like, do I really believe her now? Even though I feel like Quinn was starting to believe her, I almost caught myself of like, I don't know if I do.
If you don't trust Liv, you're saying?
Yeah. I don't know what it was about that conversation. Maybe it's just the hat made it feel a little cheesy to me. So I was like, does she have something up her sleeve again? I'm not really sure. I don't know what it would be, though.
It could be what Cyrus was trying to plant, that she's still going for the White House, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, but it's possible.
It's weird. I kind of feel like for the first time, her apologies to everyone felt the most sincere in this episode to me.
I think so, too.
For some reason, like, when she's like, I'm sorry, Quinn. Like, it was just, because it made me think, like, had she apologized before?
Right.
Because I'm sure she has, but it just didn't resonate to me the way that it did tonight. And even with Huck, she was like, I'm sorry. He was like, we haven't lost yet. She's like, no, like, for everything. Mm-hmm. And then, and I kind of felt like those apologies kind of made them be at rest.
Yeah.
Because at that point, Huck was like, no, that was the old you. You're back now. And then even Quinn was like, oh, like, she kind of, they got softer after that apology. It was very interesting.
But you're right. They needed that genuine apology from her. Like, the lip quiver and all, you know, Carrie, give it to us.
Right.
But it was crucial to getting things done. And I think from here on out, now that those wounds are kind of starting to close, they can be a collective force to take down Cyrus. Because now it seems we're doing, it's Cyrus and Jake versus Melly and Liv and QPA and everyone on their side for the White House. Special Prosecutor Lonnie Mencken has now served President Melly Grant for ordering the hijacking of Air Force Two to potentially kill Vice President Cyrus. It's such a mouthful, guys. Am I the only one who thinks so?
No, it is.
It is.
Talk about a conspiracy theory and one that's crafted by Cyrus. Like, he really went for it.
Yeah.
He did. But it's not as surprising. Only I'm just going to say this only because of what he did to get Frankie Vargas killed.
True.
And going to the wife and having her. And he just had so many hands and layers into that. I'm like, but it's fine.
That's what makes this so exhausting to me. Like, how do you still have anything left in the tank to do this after having done all that?
It kind of made me laugh when Charlie was like, wow, Cyrus, he doesn't quit, something like that.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was feeling. Like, gosh, Cyrus, he just, whew. I mean, he's smart, though, but a little messy still because there's too much hands in the pot. Mm-hmm. There are too many people that maybe they can convince them to tell them the truth. I feel like you should keep a mission like that really, like, close. Maybe one or two people that you really trust.
You mean because of the fact that he, like, reached out to Jake and then he also reached out to Quinn and then also, like, spreading his plan out there.
Right. Giving them a chance to realize his plan and fight back. I feel like if he just kept it more private, he could probably be successful. So,
see, the thing with Cyrus, though, is, like, he doesn't have anyone else in his corner. That's why he's doing this little lobster move trying to grab anyone he can. Because who else is really helping him besides Lonnie, who I think is going to crack very soon.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm alone in that assumption, but something about him tells me there's going to be a moment that appeals to his grief of losing his son that's going to make him, like, see the greater good and not be a douche like he's being right now.
I don't know.
I thought with Abby describing who he was, like, oh, he's cookie cutter, he's really good, it made me feel like, oh, so he actually is a good person. It's not like, oh, he's been doing these type of shady things. He's always been good except for this one thing, and it's because of his son. So I feel like he will probably find the light again and realize he's just grieving.
Yeah, I think it was very interesting. I always love seeing how they relate things, number one, to real life. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, speaking about this special counsel and just the fact that he is doing all of this because of gun control.
Right.
And that relates to the exact conversation that's happening right now in the debate about having more restrictions or protecting the Second Amendment. And the most fascinating thing to me kind of personified the right and the Republicans, and I say that because a lot of people think, oh, because you voted for Trump, for example, you have to be a racist. But, you know, you have to be all these things, but really, it's the root issue that affects a person. So he's cookie cutter, there's nothing wrong with him, but he feels so strongly about gun control. So I was like, wow, like that actually, I don't know, it just put a face to a lot of people's feelings on that debate to me.
Mm-hmm. And I thought it was interesting that when he had that kind of monologue to David, kind of explaining his motives and his story, that he's like, you know, one thing about Melly Grant is she loves her guns. Mm-hmm. And it was just such a little, like, character trait about Melly that I think we've always known, but I never thought would come full circle like this and be used to tie in this gun control debate into this world right now, because Melly's always liked guns. Yeah. She's always been like, Fitz doesn't like to go shoot with so-and-so. Like, I'd rather go do it. And it's like, we love Melly so much, but now she's directly tied to this ideal that is, you know, behind his motives right now. And it's weird because I can understand where he's coming from, but I'm like, but Melly's not a bad person who would advocate, you know, the bad things that happen as a result of less gun control. Yeah. You know, I feel like she would be someone who would be for it.
Yeah.
But...
And it wasn't even like a terrorist attack or a school shooting or something major. It was one incident with his son that he was personally affected by.
Exactly.
You can't... What, you never want a Republican to be in the White House again. That's just not realistic. And every time one comes, you're going to use that same grief to try to... You know, frame them for treason.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of outrageous, his intent.
It just seems like a reach for me. Like, for him to even want to be involved because that's what he could potentially get out of it.
Yeah.
Putting a sitting president who would, you know, have stricter gun regulations. Like, I'm pretty sure you could lobby for all of that from Melly right now without having to do all of that.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that would appeal to her humanity and happen.
Yeah.
So... Mm-hmm. It's weird. I don't know.
But back to what y'all are saying about Cyrus and him not having anyone is how we started talking about the special counsel. And I don't know. You know, my same thing. I'm always like, take him down. Like, Cyrus to me doesn't hold any power. Like, when I see him, I don't see him like, ooh, be afraid. So just the fact that he went up against Quinn, who's actually B613, she could have snapped your neck in the back of the limo. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's a trained assassin, but yet you're threatening her and threatening Charlie. And I when he approached Jake, that conversation was interesting to me only because...
It was.
I didn't know how he was going to twist it. Like, how would you get control of Jake? But that was actually smart because clearly Jake is trying to seek power and... He's all over the place. And like I said, the past 2 weeks, I am so done with Jake. There was somebody in the comments under YouTube like, no, like, you can't be done with him. And no, I said it then and I mean it now. And this really confirmed it. He's lost his mind.
I mean, agreed. We were questioning, like, what he was still sticking around for. And it's still, honestly just be a pain in my ass at this point because, like, why? I really didn't want his character to fall into this, to be honest. Yeah. It just seems... Like, how far he's fallen.
Mm-hmm.
But what was I going to say? It's clear now that it's just going to be Cyrus, like I said, Cyrus and Jake versus Melly and Liv.
Yeah.
I wonder how close Liv will get back into the White House in the midst of all of this with her helping, because I feel like they're still very hesitant about her getting too close. But we shall see.
Do you think Melly has a good plan wanting to kill Cyrus? I know, Jessica, you probably do think she has a good plan. Do you think that's killing him is the right answer?
I think so.
Yeah?
I do too, because he'll never stop.
Okay. But in her administration, now her vice president, first they hijack his plane, now he gets assassinated. Wouldn't that reflect really poorly on her administration?
That is a good point to bring up.
Because, like, twice, like, it's, you can't control anything. First someone hijacks him, now someone actually kills him. Like, what are you guys doing?
He's untouchable.
Right. And, she's already framed. Like, people already, it's leaked that she was subpoenaed. So I feel like it just all looks bad. And if he actually dies, it's going to look really bad.
What if they did something really, like, awful, like what they did to, what was his name, Andrew, and they, like, gave him that stroke? Do you remember?
And
he was, like, literally, like, alive but not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That could be a vice president remedy.
That, like, broke, even though I wasn't a fan of him, that just, like, broke my heart when that happened.
Oh,
anyways.
All that Andrew did, he disgusted
me. I had
that
coming.
But it's funny that you mentioned that because the snippet of the preview did show Olivia grabbing the chair, which was totally, I'm like, okay, y'all trying to say she can bash another president in the head?
I thought so too. Because
that's how she killed Andrew.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
I peeped that. I was like, oh, Liv is about to reprise her role.
Right. While she's popping bottles down in the interrogation room. But back to your question about Melly wanting to kill Cyrus. That's a hard one, only because it's like it would make her presidency look bad, but at the same time, you either look bad or look like you committed treason,
right.
Number one. Number two, I think that the wheels have already started rolling, and if she kills Cyrus, then what? They already have the confession from Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Cyrus really has nothing to do with anything that's happening right now to the public. Sure. So removing him from the equation will do nothing for Melly. I don't know. I think that she's just, like, out of control. Like, I don't know what to do. But one thing, though, I was like, and I already know the answer to the question I'm about to ask because it's for production. And if it happens like this, there wouldn't be a show. But why not just record Cyrus trying to make this offer? Why? Quinn loves to record conversations, which is how she got that footage of her and Olivia. Why didn't she record?
So true.
Or did she?
Or maybe Jake did. That could be his insurance. Because, you know, he has no loyalties right now. Right. Like, he really doesn't. That's oh my God.
So, we shall see.
Somebody that's another one of Jake's problems. He really needs someone to be loyal to. Otherwise, he's really confused. He's lost without, a daddy.
He
needs someone.
Did he seem lost to you when Cyrus was telling him that he's a consolation prize?
He seemed like he was pondering it, like, really, like,
right?
He's like, you're right. And I'm like, Jake, man up.
He confuses me.
Especially because the way he worded it, like, oh, Liv didn't want you, and Melly doesn't want you either, like, sexually or, like, you know, as an advisor, like, you're trash. Like, you're literally the second choice. That had to sting. Yeah. Like, that had to.
And it was also true. And that's the thing. It was true.
It's so true. And he knew it. That's why it was a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah. I don't know what Jake's end game is. Honestly, all the stuff that he's doing, bouncing back and forth, taking Olivia's job, now betraying Melly and doing everything. I'm like, what do you want to be president? Because I remember a season ago when they were running for president and you were supposed to be Melly's vice president, you didn't want it.
He wanted
and
no
Olivia
parts.
Had to bribe him into it. So I'm just like, what do you want? Just run B613, be the NSA director. That's the one question that I do not know. What does he want?
I feel like it's hard because he doesn't have, like, a girlfriend or anything.
He has a wife!
But, I mean...
But, like, that he cares about.
That he cares about. Because Liv was his...
Poor Vanessa.
Whatever. He doesn't... I feel like because he doesn't have anything else, because think of, like, everyone's kind of coupled up or has some other purpose. Like, he literally doesn't have anything else to do. I don't know.
Well, Joe March in our live chat says, Jake proved to be the sucker he is.
I'm so disappointed.
Sucker. Sucker. Great.
Yeah, she said, I'm so disappointed.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to say Kiwi because this name. Quintessential. There we go. Says, well, Cyrus was careful with his words. Tabby Bear says, maybe Jake is setting it up to prove Cy did it.
I think that would be
the
best save the day kind of storyline. But would we be satisfied with that?
Well, remember, George said we're going to be satisfied with the ending.
He did say
he
that.
He did. Hopefully. Yeah, I believed him, too.
And by George, she means George Newbern. And as you guys, if you guys didn't know, he was a special guest last week when we were on hiatus. All of us were here partying with George, who is Charlie. And so you guys have to go check out that interview, which is available on YouTube.
Yes, on this same channel. Just go just video click. Right behind. Yeah, it's right there. Well, I do want to take some time to talk about our lovely founder, Maria Menounos, and let you guys know again about her amazing podcast. It's called Conversations with Maria Menounos, Podcast Edition, and it's hosted by Maria every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. And she had like a dog, not a dog whisperer, but somebody who communicates with animals on her podcast. I thought it was super interesting.
You could call it a dog whisperer.
Right? Yeah. Essentially. So something for everyone there.
Yeah, that's cool.
From health and relationships to career and finances, let Maria be the big sister that you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos on iTunes for free. And be sure to rate and comment and let her know that the Scandal Squad sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, guys.
Yes.
Couldn't recommend it more.
Very nice.
Yes.
Love that. Something funny, though, that we literally all die laughing, but when Jake was talking to Charlie, and Charlie says something, he goes, nuh-uh! I was like, what? Nuh-uh.
Like, he's like a little kid.
I know, like, that was so funny, like, the way it came out of his mouth, and then we had the closed caption on, so it was like, nuh-uh!
Oh, my God.
You will much. Not.
Yes.
Right.
Poor
it
Jake.
Was so aggressive.
He's like, you will not tell me what to do.
It was so funny.
I felt like he was giving me, like, total Papa Pope vibes with his, like, monologues this episode.
Jake?
Yeah. When he was talking to Charlie, he's like, no, I'm the closer. Honey, who are you? Like,
but it's so true because he was the closer with the guy Mendez who was arrested for Frankie's assassination, and he had to sign that document, and he made that poor man pee on himself because he was the closer then.
He was also the closer with Frankie Vargas's wife. He sat with her till the very end and made her take the pill.
Take the pill. Oh,
wow. He's like the Grim Reaper almost. He
is. Just, he's so dark, but he was so sexy when he was with Liv. But
scary. It also brought enough interesting like family dynamic because he continued to emphasize no family, rule one, where Liv and Quinn were emphasizing like the whole family thing on that end. Mm-hmm. So that was an interesting tie-in.
Interesting.
That is a really good thing to point out because he doesn't have anybody. That's probably why he has no purpose and nothing to fight for.
Mm-hmm. And the one thing he had, he lost, Olivia. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I kind of want for him to have asked Cyrus like what this position is. I don't know. It was just so vague what Cyrus was promising him. Like, is it VP? I mean, he's already chief of staff. So what, like, I don't know.
It was more of like a get out now while you can, or you're going down with everyone else.
Mm-hmm. But it's so stupid, I think, to linger that you will have a position in the White House because Jake is not even White House hungry. Like, he's not even a politician.
Right.
So I don't even get why that matters to him. Yeah, like you're saying, it makes no sense.
We don't know. No. But to Tessa's point with the whole family dynamic, I thought that was so interesting when Quinn and Olivia had that moment. Did y'all feel sad for Olivia? What did y'all think when she was like, we're fighting for our family that you're not a part of?
That was harsh.
Yeah.
It was harsh, but I'm annoyed by Quinn because I know Olivia's changed. Right. But then I have to, like, check myself and be like, she was threatening her whole family, pretty much. So I still get Quinn's anger, and I felt it, but I did still feel bad for Liv. I understood both of them.
Yeah.
Their conversations always, like, make me realize the gravity of what happened.
Yeah.
Because I, at one point, I wrote down, Liv said, I thought the ends justified the means. Mm-hmm. Like, you're talking about killing your friend. And you thought that would have justified her words, her own ambitions, and her seeking power. I was like, oh, my God. Because as bad as I felt for Liv in that moment, I thought about Quinn hearing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, my God. I would have wanted to slap her one more time just because, you know, so... Going back to your earlier point about needing that sincere apology,
needed it. And I love when Quinn was like, doing it for the Republic. The Republic. What is the Republic? He's like, what even is that? I was like, that's a good question.
I was low key very happy that she said that.
Yeah.
It's been about the Republic since like day one in Scandal.
Yeah. Right.
But
I don't know. I kind of felt like in that moment when Quinn said it, I was like, yeah, but Olivia built this family. Like, I get it and I get her anger. And I try to remember what Olivia did to Quinn. And really, I mean, when she said, I don't know, when she says, you ordered your dad to go down and kill me, like, that didn't happen. It didn't happen like that. Now, she did kind of play chicken with him in her life. But I don't know, that was interesting. And I found the dynamic between QPA and OPA colliding in this episode, which I thought was really cool. Because now the new, in my opinion, the new OPA is Olivia, Marcus, and Fitz. And then you have QPA with Quinn, Huck, and Abby.
And so, Charlie, when he's not in prison.
Well, yeah. And so I was like, ooh, like they finally get to merge. And then it's in new OPA, which is Fitzgerald Grant's, you know, foundation. His office. So I'm like, oh, this is an interesting dynamic. So I love that. But I saw the struggle, like the power struggle from the beginning when Quinn walked in. Okay, tell me what we have. It's like... You walked into the new OPA office. You can't be, like, ruling people, but I thought that was interesting.
It's a little bit of, like, a pissing contest, a little. Like, well, I'm going to do it. We're going to do it this way, and you're going to do it that way. And
but for that reason is why that point, I don't know, though the hat with the gladiators was, it was definitely a product placement. I mean, it was there for a reason. But I thought that whole scene just really just brought it home. And it's starting to take steps to wrap it up.
Yeah.
When Olivia walked through, because she hadn't been in the office in a while. When she walked through and looked at everything, it's like where she started. And they played the old music.
Yeah.
They played the original Scandal music in that moment. And for her to turn to see the hat. And then I was like, in my head, literally, I was like, back to his rightful owner. But it was like, back to the earth. That's not your head. Like, yo. Quinn interrupted my thought. I was like, get out of my head.
She really just popped the bubble. Yeah. That's for real. Oh, my gosh.
That was a powerful moment.
Yeah. It's also slightly shady the way she came in. And speaking of which, I want to talk about our Shady Boots moments, guys.
Oh, yes.
We cannot shady forget. Boots. You the music.
Cause we got the music.
These there we boots go. Are made for walking, hey. And that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Love it. I feel like there's a lot.
Yeah,
in this
yeah.
Girl, lead it away.
Yeah. Yeah. But don't take all mine. Don't take all mine.
But don't take all mine.
Well, I think my top two. Can I do a top three?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so the one we just talked three about. Three
right?
The white, the that doesn't belong to you anymore with the white
oh,
hat.
Oh, yeah, yes.
The
yes.
Jake to Melly, how did Olivia get to you? Mm-hmm. And Quinn to Olivia, I'm in charge.
Oh, I have that too. Yeah. I'm in charge.
Oh, yay. I have different ones.
Yay!
I have a different
There's
one,
a
too.
There's a lot. There's a lot.
Can I go for
yeah,
it?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. I have from Charlie when he said, is it credit in there? In Cyrus's oh, pocket?
The other one I had.
Shoot, I should have said another one. I just love that. I was like, credit in where? He like, really got me. I have, we already talked about it with Cyrus. He was telling Jake that he's Liv's consolation prize.
Yes,
have and that then my one. Last one was Jake, and he's like, no, Miss Pretzimelli. No, Miss President, you're going down. She's like, we're all going down here in the White House. And he's like, no, Miss President, you're going down.
Yes.
That was deep. Yeah, I mean, I feel like we have the same ones. Mine, I guess the only one that's not on the list is when Melly was talking about Olivia, and she was like, she is a condescending small person.
Oh, my God.
I was like
damn.
Bitter.
Wow. Yes.
Bitter.
That was a good one. I'm like, please stop. She's better than you in every way. But, you know.
Small person.
You guys said all the ones I had, but I did have one. Dang, now I just blanked on it. I think it was Fitz. Hold on. Come back to me. 1 second.
Come back to me.
Oh, another one was from Cyrus. Oh, no.
No, it was when they were talking about who should talk to Melly, mm-hmm. and they were debating if it was going to be Fitz or Liv, and she's like, well, I want Melly to agree, so let's let Fitz do yes, it. Like, yeah. Totally shaded Olivia.
So
I was
true.
Like,
dang. So true.
That was a good one.
She's like, I want Charlie to get out alive. So, yeah, let Fitz do
I was
it.
Just, it was so normal to me mm-hmm. to hear that. I was like, yeah, of mm-hmm. course.
Yeah.
Oh, shady. Uh-huh. Shady Quinn was a shady queen, though. Yes. She had a lot of, yeah.
She's serving the sass.
That's not season. Yours anymore, yeah.
And Cyrus to Quinn said, what is it with all you guys and Olivia Pope?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That was funny.
He knows Olivia's running it all still.
Right.
But I feel like we have forgotten to discuss Melly and Marcus.
I know.
Like, Melly looked really pretty in that first scene, though, where she, like, is sleeping and her eyes are so gently closed. She looked yes. really pretty. So
that was
pretty.
The softest scene yeah, in this whole episode. I almost was like, what are we watching?
I know. Her mm-hmm. hair was just like fluffy. It was great.
Melly looked good this whole episode.
Yeah,
I literally was like, I love that combo between that blue and the coral lip. Mm-hmm. Yes, lip. I love that.
And it was a little metallic, too. It was
yeah.
cute.
A shimmer. But this was the first time we've ever seen Melly and Marcus in bed.
Yeah.
Like, yes. The way
in the first man that's been in her presidential bed.
I know. Melly got laid. Finally, her back ain't broke no more. Right. It might be. And she got laid. I also thought it was funny the way her assistant came in, kind of barged on the door. We've seen that so many times with Fitz, but with yes. Liv on his bedside. So it was just a cool play on that scene.
Yeah.
Which I thought was cool.
Like that.
All these presidents like chocolate in their bed. I'm just saying.
I mean,
that's too funny.
One quick thing that really stuck out to me this episode was when Liv says she doesn't trust her gut anymore. Did anyone else feel like, to me that was like, wow. I just feel like the first couple of seasons, they played on that
they
so
did.
Much.
They did.
And I think it kind of got lost. And then to hear it come back for me, I don't know why that stood out to me so much.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard it and I was like, well, you're right. You should trust your gut because you went crazy for a little bit. So mm-hmm. it didn't stand out, but I can see why, because the gut had been talked about forever. Her gut, her strong gut. Everyone was listening to Melly, Liv's gut. So it was a powerful thing for her to say.
Yeah, it was another wrap-in moment of just the consistency. And I think what they tried to do and what I felt in this episode is really Olivia feeling the weight of what she did and finally holding herself accountable.
Yeah.
And by her saying that, she released power to Quinn to gain her trust again. Say, hey, listen, I know I messed up. I'm not going to walk around like I'm the bad that knows everything. I know I did. So I thought that was very genuine.
Yeah, because for her to have, you know, she was trying to say that she knows that it's not right for Melly to go down for this. She couldn't have just been like, oh, because I know it in my gut, because they've already called her on that so many times. So you're right. It was like her acknowledging, I can't be trusted in that way anymore.
Yeah, and really recusing herself from being a part of a decision that directly affects Quinn and her family again, because she was already the one that was basically holding the trigger. Right. So she's like, I'm not going to do it again with your family, so whatever you do, I will support you. And that line, I was like, dang. Not only, like, do what you do, but she was like, I'll support you. I will have your back.
That was real. And she still went and made the call to say, you know, that she wasn't going to tell Charlie to take the deal. And of course, that Cyrus was like, it's okay, don't need you anymore. Skirt! So,
skirt!
Skirt, skirt! I had to. I want to ask a question as we move into predictions, because it kind of dawned on me this episode. It's like, Cyrus really wants to be president and wants to just get Melly out. But what if his end game is actually to kill her? Like, has anyone explored that thought that it's not just going to stop there? Because we keep thinking someone's going to die and that it could be Cyrus one way or another. But I feel like as long as Melly's still alive, she's still going to fight for her spot too. So it's like, to me, either he dies or she dies. Like, I didn't think about that possibility until now that one of them can't be left standing after all this.
Right.
I guess that's too extreme.
Playing devil's advocate with what George said last week, saying we'll be satisfied. I couldn't be satisfied with Melly dying.
Yeah.
Right. That's true.
I kind of feel like if he wanted her to die, then that would have been the first plan. Only because since he is vice president, he would have naturally went in her spot. So if he's going to do all of this to get her to be impeached due to treason, then I don't think he's going to impeach her and then kill her. You know what I mean? Because it is still Melly, and they've never, like, gone for each other's lives. I mean, they have this, like, power battle, but at the same time, you know...
The only reason, though, even still, like, but what if somehow they can prove that he set that all up? Like, as long as she's still alive to testify against him, I feel like she's still, like, a loose end to his plan.
That's interesting.
Because even if they put her away for treason, and then the team is still working to find a way to get her out, like, it's still going to be her word. The country will still rally around her because they'll know that he created this elaborate plan to get her out. And if anything, it'll make her look stronger than ever.
True.
But by that time, he would have already, if they are able to out him, then he doesn't have a place in the White House anyway. So I don't think his goal is to be like, never Melly. I think that he just wants the power. No matter if it's Xing off, you know, Frankie, Xing, whoever it is, he just wants the power. So I don't think it's a personal vendetta against Melly.
No, I don't think so either. I think it's just like I said, she's still a loose end because Frankie had to die. I just feel like...
I think Cyrus... I'm jumping on Paris's bandwagon. I think Cyrus is going down.
Oh, man, and I'm reversing.
You do?
At least he's imprisoned.
We need
to go into predictions.
Predictions, the one thing that was so interesting to me is when Jake said to Melly in that shady moment when he's like, you're going down, he said to her, I tried to advise you and you didn't want to listen to me. Didn't y'all think that was a weird statement?
Yes.
It was like, as I thought about it, I think that he's literally talking about the moment that he said to shoot down that plane when they were in that Situation Room. And she was like, no.
I didn't think about that.
She thought that he was behind it. And he was basically said, I tried to advise you. If you would have listened to me, Cyrus would have been dead.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to worry about any of that.
Oh, my gosh. Low key.
That was deep. Yeah, like, it was like, because I was like, that was bothering me. When he said that, I was like, what did he mean? So I've been thinking about it.
Yeah, because it didn't feel like salty, like, oh, you listened to Marcus, but not me. Yeah. It didn't feel like that.
I tried to advise you.
Yeah.
Interesting. Go Riders.
I know. Good catch, Jess.
Good catch.
Well, let's do it. Let's get the predictions going.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions. Delicious.
What's going on, Mom?
I know. No, so with just three episodes left, guys.
Where's it going? So I'm actually going to, last week, or maybe 2 weeks ago, you were saying you don't think someone's going to die because Shonda probably would have already killed someone, and I'm kind of going back there now because I'm just thinking maybe it'll end more with like a big case drop, like Jake's going down, he's involved. Cyrus is going to go down. He was involved. Probably that guy. What is his name?
Lonnie Menken. Yes.
I think he'll go down because Rosen is on this. He knows. He basically confessed to Rosen already. So I feel like it'll just be a big break in the case. And then so far, Scandal has been pretty nice about people dying and stuff. It'll just be like the evil ones all go. They get taken away. Not killed. Mm-hmm. They get arrested. In true justice form, you know?
That's good. Mm.
I still think Cyrus is going to die. I do. And I still think that Fitz and Olivia will end up together because I was thinking about it earlier today and I was like, that is the title of the show, is Scandal, as in like Olivia and Fitz had a scandal, so they have to end up together, right?
Not all the other crazy scandals that have been going on.
Yeah, she fixes
Don't
scandals.
Mind all that.
Yeah.
The main scandal.
That's why we are all here, guys.
That is why we are all here.
Yes.
That's all I have. I can't it's hard delve to too much into it. I don't have a strong one this week.
What do you think, Christine?
I think... well, a lot of my prediction was what I kind of brought up about Melly. Like, I think that might come into play, or at least that her life will be at risk at some point, more than it is right now. I think that'll put some sense of urgency behind everything that's happening, in terms of trying to neutralize Cyrus before things get out of hand, because at this point she's served a subpoena, so there's going to be a date in court, I'm assuming, and I just see things unfolding from there. I don't know.
I think that this episode kind of gave rallying. It gave that cry because it kind of is bringing everyone together to fight again together for this
one last time,
and so we're going to be able to utilize everyone's resources, and they're going to find a way to oust Cyrus and to reveal and to save Melly. And I agree with you. I agree. I don't know. Okay, it's I don't think they're going to kill Cyrus. I'm going to go back to my original thing, but I'm totally going to jump onto what you said about all the bad people going away. Because if we know anything from Scandal is that the writers and Shonda tries to create these parallels between real life and woke. She gave us a female president, which we desperately wanted and needed, and we desperately want and need for Trump and all his goons to be held accountable for the crimes. So I feel like if she can get Cyrus, the VP, and all of his goons held accountable for this crime, then we will be satisfied as a people of the United States of America.
The Republic.
I can get behind that theory. I can.
Three more episodes, guys.
I know.
Oh my God, can I just say, I love it every time Melly says Cyrus Bane. Cyrus. I just want her to say it like 5 times in a row.
Oh man. Well, it looks like we'll be seeing her on TV still, right? She's working on something. George Newbern. Charlie let us know that.
He dropped that, a pilot.
He dropped some really good gems in that interview, guys. Yeah. Again, check it out if you haven't already. And yeah, Jake as well. Scott Foley is working on something. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. We'll continue to see them. But until then, we have 3 more episodes to go and some special guests coming through during our normal spot.
Yes.
So y'all don't want to miss these. These last 3 weeks are going to be epic, can we just say? I don't know what camera I'm looking at. I'm looking at all three of them. It's going to be epic. Guys, we have some special guests. That's all we're saying.
That's all we're saying for today, because you're not show business. But until next week, you guys can find us all over social media. Ladies, where can they find you? Jess?
Me? Well, you can find me on Twitter at Miss Jessica WW and on Instagram at Miss Jessica Williams.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Paris Rose.
I'm Tessa Saval. You guys can find me on all social media at Tessa_Saval.
And I'm Christine. You can find me everywhere at Christine Beam. See you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.